The eighth is a little, looks like a little heart on the, was Yitzhak Mordechai's numbers.
When it's this way, it's an eight.
If you hold it like this, it's an eight. Yeah, it looks like a heart. That's nice.
I was loving it.
So there are a few pieces. There are a few pieces before, from Likutei Halachas, the inyan of Kivrei Tzaddikim, the Tfilas of by Kivrei Tzaddikim. Is again, I'm not going to go into the whole thing of the Hishtadchus by Kivrei Tzaddikim, which many of you have already learned and heard many times. But I'm going to be, hopefully we'll be concentrating more on different Tfilas that we could say. I put a few Tfilas in here from Likutei Tfilas that help us understand the inyan of Kivrei Tzaddikim. There's a piece from before, from Likutei Halachas, on the Atzmas Yosef. We're now in the week of Yisod. We're going to be talking a lot about Yisod over the course of the week and Shabbos. We have a schus to be going to Kivrei Tzaddikim when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim. So Moshe Ben Tukis, Atzmas Yosef Imai, that the way out of Mitzrayim is with the Atzmas Yosef. And there's a Torah before, you can learn when we're on the bus, you learn it to yourselves. There's the Torah before from Likutei Halachas where Rabbi Nosson explains at any time that the Jewish people are in Golas, or whenever an individual person is in Golas, and Golas is a place which is the opposite of Kavod, it's the place of degradation and disgrace and humiliation. And the whole Indian of Yosef at Tzadik is Kavod, is Kedushas HaBris. The reason that a person loses his own self-respect and the reason for Golas from oneself and humiliation and so on is Pagam HaBris. And Kedushas Yosef, this is the week, was zeichet to be by these kvaris during the week of Yisod. And Mitzvah Shem to be Erev Shabbos is Yisod, should be Yisod, to be Shabbos. Yisod, should be Yisod, we're going to be zeichet, if everything goes well, and Hashem should give us the schus, we're going to be by the kever of Yosef at Tzadik. And the whole kavanah we should have is to strengthen ourselves and to daven for our children and grandchildren to be strong in Kedushas HaBris and the union of Yosef at Tzadik. This whole trip is in a certain way taking with us Atzmus Yosef, to take with us the bones of Yosef at Tzadik. Because that's the way out of Golus, that's the avod of our generation. And there's a Torah here that you'll learn on your own, you'll see from Rab Nosson before, a few pages earlier, on the inyan of Atzmus Yosef, and how in order to get out of Golus, we have to go to Kivrei Tzaddikim, we have to strengthen our connection to Kivrei Tzaddikim, and to always have in mind that wherever we go, we're carrying the bones of Yosef at Tzadik. And the whole reason that we're coming to these places is to be makasha to tzaddik, to the tzaddik. Tzaddik yisod olam is to be able to be makadish ourselves, to make ourselves into better people, into holier Jews. That's why we're coming to these places. That we're saying, when we come to the Rebbe of Shmelke, and to all the tzaddikim, Rav Marcha Benet, and other tzaddikim who are buried here, and all the places that we're going to, we're saying is that we want to connect to you, because we understand that the greatest thing that we could ever have for ourselves, for our children, our grandchildren, is to be tzaddikim. And let's look together on page 8. You see where it says Likutei Moran, then Likutei Tfilas? You see that page? So first from Likutei Moran Tinyana, on the right side, he brings from Tinyana Kuftes, Siper Imi, Rav Nosson says, Siper Imi Minin Kever HaBal Shem Tov, Zechet Tzadav Kosh Tavroch, that we were zechet to be a few years ago, Shetoyv Mo'ed Liyo Shom Al Kever Vama Ki Tzaddikim Yirshu Aretz. Rabbi Nachman said on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Tzaddikim Yirshu Aris, that the Tzaddikim inherit the earth. Hainu, Shat Tzaddikim Amitim Yorishim Eretz Yisrael. That the true Tzaddikim are Yorish Eretz Yisrael. Shat Zoychen Shemekoyim Genizosam, Hu Kodesh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Mamish. That everywhere where a Tzaddik is buried, that place where the Tzaddik is buried, is Kodesh B'Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because Tzaddikim Yirshu Aris, wherever the Tzaddik is, the tzaddik, tzaddikim yirshu aretz, a yirish eretz Yisrael. And it's kodesh b'kedushas eretz Yisrael mamish, eretz Yisrael hu tikkun gadol l'pagam habris. Just the whole inyan of coming into eretz Yisrael and the bris that took Yeshua, v'chulu v'chulu nak. We spoke a lot about the chabur and other times. That's the whole inyan of eretz Yisrael, to be able to bring ourselves to that madrega of being like Yosef at tzaddik. But we couldn't do that unless we went with the kever of the tzaddik, with Yosef at tzaddik. Now look at the Likutei Tfilas, and I'll say it louder, but we could all say it together, because I want this to be a tefillah by way of beginning our journey of Tavshin Ayin Tes. So this should go with us to all the kvaris that we go to. We're going to be Zoch Mitzvah to be by the Chassam Sofer in a little while, and by Reb Shaila and by the Kalifa, these great tzaddikim. And over the course of the time that we're here, we can go back and look at this tefillah. There are many, many tefillahs and likutei tefillahs on this inyan, but I thought this was the easiest and the clearest. So let's say it together. I'll explain a little bit as we're going along, but this way we'll come into the trip. We'll come into the trip with this proper tefillah. V'zakeini b'rachamecha harabim lahamin b'tzadike emes. Rabban Shalom, help me that I should be able to believe in tzadike emes. V'ezkel eskar v'leim b'emes. V'siyah b'ezri sh'ucha lo'ir rachamim tamir el tzadike emes. Please, Rabban Shalom, help all of us that wherever we're going here and wherever we go, we should be able to be mo'ir rachamim, true rachamim by the true tzadikim. Sh'yispalu olai, that they should daven for me. V'yatiru ba'adi v'yo'ir rachamim etzlecha, that these tzadikim, we're not davening, of course, we're not davening to the tzaddik. We're asking, we're begging the tzaddikim to please be ma'or rachmi Hashem. B'karveni elecha be'emes. All we want is we should be close to you be'emes. V'yamshichu alai, v'alzari, v'alkol amcha beis Yisrael, to draw upon myself and my children and the entire Jewish people, kol tov, all that's good, v'chol ma shechoser lanu, everything that's missing in our lives. Hein begashmius, and gashmius, hein beruchnius, ha'kol yismal le'toiva, through the tefillahs of the tzaddikim ha'amitim that never ever stopped davening. For a minute they never stopped davening. For us, yispalu alayva, kol amcha beis Yisrael, and all amcha beis Yisrael, ki'ati yadat, because we don't know. We don't know how to be mesad tefillahs. We don't know what to say. But v'reinu megumgam ha'oid, and everything we say is so megumgam, it's stuttering and stammering and unclear. Our lashon is filled with all kinds of pogam, and we don't know how to speak. We have nothing to rely upon. We have no hope. But we come and we just say these words. We try to say some words by the kvaras of the true tzaddikim. That we're zeichet to be by living tzaddikim. They should live for long years. And heina tzaddikim amitim shaychnei offer. Aleim levad tamachti yisaydoisei, and those tzaddikim who are no longer amongst the living, we depend entirely upon them. Levad osim tikvasi, aleim eshoin b'schusam b'koicham hagadol bosi lifanecha adonai laharvi l'hayavasayin. In their schus, and with the tremendous koich that these tzaddikim have, bosi lifanecha, I come before you, adonai laharvi l'hayavasayin, chus v'chamo aleinu, have rachmanis on us. Shianenu is tfilosam ba'adenu. Shiagenu. Shiagenu tfilosam ba'adenu. That their tfilos should protect us. Shenizkai de tfilosam leskarev elecha b'emes. That we should be zeichet through their tfilos to speak to you in a true way. Nizkai losam b'emes. V'lasas ha'toyev b'necha. That we should be zeichet to do all that's good in your eyes. Me'at v'ad olam ha'selah. The next page. Chus v'chamol alai v'sashpi alai koyuch u'gvur d'kdushim and koyuch v'agvur shel tzaddikim ha'amitim. Rabban Shalom, have rachmanis and be mashpi upon me. The koyuch and the gvur of kedusha, from the koyuch and the gvur of these true tzaddikim, shezochu lokov v'sitzram, who were ruling over the Yetzirah. Ashehim doymi l'malach Hashem tzavokos mamish. Well, they were like malachim mamish. V'omdu b'nisyonis rabbis ein misper. They went through unbelievable, innumerable nisyonis tests. The kovshu as tavosim, beginning from what we saw by Yosef at Tzadik, and they were kovish their taivis, the kofu as yitzram tachtam, and they were completely in control of their taivis. Adesh shavru bitlu as yitzram legamre, until they were able to break and to be mevatel the yitzer altogether. The zochel as dabik b'chav be'emes b'tachlis amaylev ashlemus ein shlemus achrav. There was no greater shlemus of b'schus v'koicham b'schus v'koicham hagodl nishanti. And I'm depending upon and relying upon their great schus and the tremendous koch that these tzaddikim have. Shetochais v'sachem l'alai b'schusam. Rabbi Shalom, have rachmanis on me b'schusam. V'sashpi alai mikoichem u'gverosam. Be mashpi upon me mikoichem u'gverosam. V'sazreini she'ezke gamkein lokov l'achni l'shaba l'vatlas yitzvi hara. That I should also be zeichet to break and to be mevatel me'etzahara. She'ezke l'shaba l'vatlas kol atar v'zroos v'midos v'zroos l'gamrei. He should be zarcha to break the shad and to be mevatel all the tibus rolls and midas rolls the gamrei v'lo yishar be shumra klal. Let me just stop for a second here. Mr. Shem, in 2 days we're going to be by the Chesel Ozer and Mukach, Chusri Elayna. I just remembered that there was something that the Minchas Lozer said when he made the famous trip. There's a whole sefer written on this trip. We'll talk a little bit about it. And it's going to bring together our whole trip, because the Minchas Lozer went to Eretz Yisrael. We'll talk about that in Munkach, but he went to Eretz Yisrael for the purpose of meeting the Tzaddik Al-Fandari, the Chacham Al-Fandari. And there the Minchas Lozer believed, it's clear that he believed that by the two of them meeting, that was going to be part of a very big thing, that the Al-Fandari, the Chacham, that Saba Kaddish was going to be Mashiach ben David. It was all Indian that the Minchas Lozer had with Mesiris Nefesh, that he went there to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Maisa, while he was in Eretz Yisrael, the Tzaddik, the Saba Kaddish, died Mamash while he was there. We'll talk about that by the Minchas Lozer. But I just remembered that I believe it's brought down in that Masa, in the Sefer, that talks about the trip that he took to Eretz Yisrael, that when the Minchas Lozer went to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, when he went to Rabbi Shimon, so they were singing the Pi of Bar Yochai Nimshach Da'achrecha that we just sang the other night, Bar Yochai Nimshach Da'achrecha, and the Sfadim sing every Lel Shabbos. And one of the lines there is, Ashrei Ha'am Heim Loim Decha. Ezef. Ashrei Ha'am, right? Heim Loim Decha. So Ashrei Ha'am Heim Loim Decha, the simple pshat, of course, that fortunate is the nation that was zoicha to learn your teachings, that we learned the Zohar Kaddish and everything that you taught. Ashrei Ha'am Heim Loim Decha. But listen, the Minchas Lozer said by Rabbi Shimon Zion the following. He said, really, it should say Ashrei Ha'am Loim Dei Sarasecha, that fortunate are the people who learn your Torah. So the Minchas Lozer started to scream, and he said, Rabbi Shimon, it's so long since you died. No idea what we're going through. Because in a certain way, we know that tzaddikim, when they go to the higher heichalas, a little bit they are taken away from being in contact with what's going on in this world. They a little bit are not in touch with what we're going through, but with what we're struggling with, what we're feeling. So the Minchas Lozer said that when we come to these places, when we come to Rabbi Shimon and to Kivrei Tzaddikim, Ashrei Ha'am Heim Loim Decha means fortunate are we that we still believe in your kaiches, but we want to come here and we want to teach you something. Ashrei Ha'am Heim Decha. And he said, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi, and the Minchas Lozer can say so, the Minchas Lozer said, Rabbi, I'm saying this, and I'm sitting, I'm shaking, I'm trembling while I'm saying this to you. But Rabbi, you don't know what's happened in the world since you were here. You don't know everything that's happening in the world since you were here. Life was different when you were here. And Ashrei Ha'am, we came here, and in a certain way, Ashrei Ha'am, Heim Loim Decha. That even though it's true, we learn everything, we're your Talmidim, and you're our Rabbi. But as far as Taivas are concerned, Taivas, as far as Nisyonos and Yetzaharas, Rabbi, we're the ones who are teaching you. We want to tell you that it's very, 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 very different. It's very hard. And the Nisyonos that our generation is going through, we could already say to the Minchas Lozer, when we go to Minkach, that we could say to the Minchas Lozer, here we are, Ashrei Ha'am Loim Decha. Now, Rabbi, since you were Nifter, which is not long ago, the Minchas Lozer was Nifter 1937, 38, Minchas Lozer Nifter, that since you were Nifter already, we have a lot to teach you also about what's been happening in the world. Ashrei Ha'am Loim Decha. And I'll just remind you that when we were by Rashbi last time, when we were by Rabbi Shimon last time, I mentioned how the Basayin, Schusi Yelenu, the Basayin's buried in Tveria. The Basayin, that before he left his Rebbe, the Chernobyl, Amatl Chernobyl, before he left, he was by, no, Rabbi Nachman, the Morina, before he left the Chernobyl, the Chernobyler said to him, you're going to Mistama, you're going to move to Eretz Yisrael, Mistama, you're going to be by Rabbi Shimon. So he said, of course I'm going to be. I hoped I'll be by Rabbi Shimon. So the Chernobyler said that I'm commanding you that you go there and say to him that I'm too old and I'm not well. But if I was able to, I would go there. I would go to you and I would pull off the rock that's on top over there and I would climb down to the ground and I would pull you out by your beard and say that we can't do this anymore. We can't live like this anymore. That's if I could, I'm too old. But you go there and you tell him that I'm sending you b'shlichus. That if we were able to, we would pull these tzaddikim out by their beards and say that whatever it is that you had the koyach to be mezgaber over our generation in certain ways is even stronger. And ashrei ha'am derech means that these tzaddikim that we have to come here in our quiet tefillahs, in our private tefillahs, we have to say to them the things that you and I are going through, in particular raising children nowadays, what it's like to raise a child in a Tavshin Ayin Tes, that the children should go in the right way. Our wives, I don't know if they're going to be hearing any of the things that we talk about now, but our wives, the tzadkonis, and my wife with me, Baruch Hashem. But your wives who are back home, those of you who have your wives waiting for you back home, that we're going as a shlichus from them. And they're all expecting us and they're waiting for us that we should come home with all kinds of brachas and all kinds of yeshuas to bring back for our children, to bring back for the grandchildren, to bring back for them. That if we're standing here by the Rebbe of Shmelki, by Ramarcha Benet, and that Samach Sadek Arish, all these tzaddikim were there, these Noshim Sadkanias, and all the places that we're going to go to, they were coming as a shlichus from our wives, and with our wives, that we don't know how to raise the children anymore in the right way. We're trying as much as we can. It's easy. And we came here also to say to the tzaddikim, Ashrei ha'am heim loim decha, that we're teaching you and talking to you about troubles that we're going through. Troubles with shalayis, troubles with kedusha, troubles with raising the children, troubles with parnasa. And in the schus of our coming here and speaking to the tzaddikim, because the minchas laza paskins in minchas that we're allowed to speak directly to the tzaddikim, not chalil lameisim, you have to be very careful. We're not allowed to daven to the tzaddik, you're not allowed to ask the tzaddik to lead on our behalf to Hashem. But by the chassidim, by the svaradim, we talk directly to the tzaddik. You're allowed to say to the tzaddik and speak to the tzaddik. You're allowed to speak to the tzaddik. And to speak to the tzaddikim, it's a machlokas, it's a famous bach, it's a lebedik inyan in halacha. But we have a kabbalah to speak directly to the tzaddikim and to talk to them about the things that we're going through, to speak openly and honestly, and to be able to, not just the kapilach, to say things, and to be able to show our wives that it was a good idea for them to let us go. It was a good idea that we come back, that we'll be zayich for this, all kinds of big, big yeshuas, saying gashmis and saying rabbi. Then you were banish shalom. Eskel shuvah shleim lefecha, be'emes v'leiv shalom. Help me that the ra that is attached to me, yipol, should fall v'yizbat l'gamrei v'atoy v'hatoyra hakadosh hanelam v'nista biyu b'mitzvah. So much kedusha that's hidden deep inside me. We have so much kedusha that's hidden in us. Hakol yizbar v'yizgal v'yitoyselav or rav. Rabbi Shalom, bring out all of the Torah that's in each and every one of us. Bring out all of the Torah that's in our children. Bring out all the Torah and all the Kedusha that we have the ability, that we have the capacity to bring out. Help us through these tzaddikim to bring all of this out. HaKol Yizbar Yizgalav Yitoysev Halav Or Rav Mila'ila Ad Eske Lagalus Lahar Kol HaTov Shabi. Until I'm Zoicha for the time in my life, I'll be Zoicha for what? I'll be able to be Megala, to reveal and to illuminate and to bring out all the good that's inside of me. Kol HaTov Shabi. Who says Akeni Lalis Midarga Ladarga Bikdusha Gedoyla? Not just to read this from, not just to talk about Madregas, but to ascend from one Madrega to another Madrega, Bikdusha Gedoyla. Acha Etkilis Arvel, that we should be close to you. Liz Dabik Becho, to be Dabik to you, Bahatura Gedoysha, Behemis, Tmimis, by Rav Shaila, the whole theme by Rav Shaila, talk about it, Tmimis. Posh, to be Poshit. Tmimus in a simple way, like a child. V'siftach li or hadas. Rabbi Yisrael, each one of us, we're coming here to beg you, open up the light of understanding within us. She'ezke lahakir oyscha. I talk about you all the time, but I want to know you. I want to know you, lahakir oyscha. Lizdabik b'chatamid be'ahar Yisera, to be mizdabik to you. Be'ahava Yisera, true love, with true love. Be'ahava Rabba, v'ahavas oylem be'emes, be'amunah be'kedusha be'tara, u'semayit ha'tzimtzumim v'halavushim v'hamesachim ha'avdilim. Rabbi Shalom, please take away, make smaller and smaller all of the tzimtzumim, all of the coverings that are separating us from you. And from the truth, it says, "Akeni leido lahakir oischa bleed simsum levushim rabim." That I should know you. Remember, we were talking the other day from the Kosher Samagi to be able to say the words Baruch Ata, you. What do I mean when I'm saying the word you? Kedabri ishal re'eil, that we should be zeichet to know you. Lahakir oischa bleed simsum levushim rabim. Usikarveni elech biskar bezgalus adas the kedushim atav adaylam ibayin shloim ati adada. Rabbi Shalom, you know, I don't even understand what it means to be far from you. I don't even understand how far away I am from you. But even according to a little bit, I understand far from you. But even right now, it's hard to feel anything that was so far from you. Gamkein. I wouldn't have the chutzpah to ask you for all of these things that I'm asking for you when I come to this place and the other places. But only essence all that I'm asking, all that I'm begging you for, the chol tikvasi, and all that I'm hoping for in my life, umuftachin, all that I live for, and all I depend upon, all that I want in my life, adain hu aschus v'koyachat tzaddikim amitim. It's not because because I'm worthy. It's because I'm coming here in the schus and with the koyachat tzaddikim that you and I all come from, and our parents and grandparents and the tzaddikim that we believe in till this day. Asher anu choisim etzel kanfeim al kein aleim ani nishan. Therefore, I'm coming with my own schusim. I'm coming with the schus of the tzaddikim who are buried here, right where we are now. Levakish mimcha kol eila, to ask from you, Hashem, all of these things. Ki koychem hagod l'maspik afilo alai, because these tzaddikim who are here are so great, they're so strong that they could reach even a people like us. They could even reach a person like me. They're so strong they could reach even a person like me. Afilo b'sra hakusi ha'otzum ha'oid, even though I'm so far from you. Bli shir ve'erach. Af al pichen b'koichem ha'gorl ani batuach v'nishon v'nismach v'nerchas. I'm depending upon their great koich. Shadayin yesh li tikva liskois l'chol ma shebikashti mufanecha. That I still have hope that I can be zeichet for all of the things that I just asked you for. V'yoysir v'yoysim is, and even more than that. Kirachamecha lo'ichol l'muschus v'koich gvur s'kol ha'tzadikim ha'amitim eino nifsak lo'olam, because the koich and the gvur of the tzadikim ha'amitim never ends. We just have to tell them what it is that we're suffering from. But their koich, their schus never ends. V'ein shum sitta d'mesaba shetucha lamad neger kedushasam u'malosam. There's no side, there's no tumah that could stand up against their kedusha. U'malosam v'govam v'sokfam. That's why we had to have the atzmas of Yosef HaTzadik with us when we were in Mitzrayim. And we could only get out of Golus Mitzrayim when we took the atzmas Yosef. Because there's no tumah in the world that's stronger than Tzadik Yisod Olam. V'koicham ha'gor li'yazav y'yogim y'yashir lanu l'chol ha'chisim p'am ki g'doylim tzadikim b'misosim y'yosim y'chayayim. Because we know and we're taught that the tzadikim are stronger, even stronger, once they're no longer encumbered by the guf, by the body, by all the klippas of this world. And once the tzadik is free of this world and he's in the world of truth, that what? That the koich is even greater. The Tanya writes by Riches is even greater. Negeres ha'koich is even greater over there.
And even though these tzaddikim were buried a long time ago, the tzaddik is chai. The tzaddik is chai. Chai means the midah of Yosef. The midah of Yosef. Oid Yosef chai. And every tzaddik is that inyan of ben ish chai, rav pa'olam. Usezakeini liya is rogil b'yosef lova al tzien kivrei makadoshim. Give me the schus to be a person that is always that I'm always going to the kvaros of tzaddikim. Usateach shal. To explain myself, to talk openly over there. Next page. And to speak to them as if they were mamish alive. Which you know there's a whole tiring look at the man after call, right? The beginning of being mizvad to the tzaddik, and certainly the ending of speaking to the tzaddik, and these tzaddikim ki'ilu the tzaddik is mamish in front of us, because we believe that the tzaddik is here right now, and that we're able to speak in such a way. That these tzaddikim were here should have rachmanis on me. Ashani kolu v'soger kol kach shonim, that I'm imprisoned and I'm locked up for so many years. Bim koymes ka'elu, in places harachokim imcha, that are so far from you. Kashahem yoidim beberu kolin yanenu mahoseinu b'zahoylam ha'ayivim mitchilu v'ad saif, as the tzaddikim know what we're going through. But the minchas was added that we know that they don't know exactly what we're going through. Now we have to tell them. V'hem yoidim etzim ha'achmanis she'eshel ha'odim ha'ayivim b'alam hazeh. But the tzaddikim know the etzim ha'achmanis of what it means to live in this world. The tzaddik knows what it means, the rachmanis, to be in this world. Ka'ireach notololun. This time that we're like we're guests, that we spend this time in the world, that we go through this world and we don't pay any attention to remember that we're not going to live forever. We're not going to live forever. A kavana pshuta when you go to any Beis HaKaros is when you're in a Beis HaKaros to remember that we're not going to live forever, especially here by the tzaddikim. That after this world is a world that's forever, and we don't think about it. Murda amakula, haguf shalach, v'neshama shalach, chusa la molach, v'asei leman shemecha, v'azreini v'ayishyeni Yeshua shleim v'amitim. The Rebbeinu Shlom should help us that we should have a complete and totally Yeshua. Is there anybody here that can sing haneshama? That can sing? Mati is here. Chuvusa, chuvusa, alamala, anishamala, vihagu, pahala, chuvusa, chuvusa.
Good. Pala Chusa Alam Ala Hanisha Seinu dalem bereike ancha leilanu seilanu ye amida seinu Dale veikin, oy hanishamalach ne hagu avala kusa alamala hanisha.
To say also, however that we have, I mentioned Yitzi Horowitz is an Einikul, and Elia Fry is an Einikul, Baruch Hashem. Also, Yoni Henner is here, is an Einikul from the Rebbe of Shmelke, and they're asking on behalf, and they're asking, and we're asking on behalf of them and their children, that's Hashem, the grandchildren, that and in their schools, that the Rebbe of Shmelke should bring all of our tefillahs before the Kisei HaKavod. You know, there's an interesting thing. I'll just tell you one little thing about the Rebbe Abshmalk, and we'll learn a small Torah from him. That the Rebbe, the mother of these two tzaddikim, imagine this lady had two sons, the Hafla and the Rebbe Abshmalk. She must have had some big schusim. And she was always worried about an ayin hara, you know, but because everybody was always going to, because the two brothers, they had a chavrusa called Shabbos Achim, and they finished Shas when they were 9 years old. And Iyun, without art scroll. and there was always, she was always nervous when Ayin HaHara, that people always coming and saying, you know, it's not just to say that your son is, but to say you have these two sons, these two boys, the two of them, the chavrusas the whole life, the two of them. So she was always, She used to say that, yeah, Baruch Hashem, she says, I have one of my sons. There's one of my sons that he never benches. I'm telling you the truth, he never benches, my son. And I have another son, he never ever says Kriyishma. That's what she used to say to people. And what did she mean by that? She said, the Hafla never ate. He was like this. He never ate. He had an Indian of Tanaisim. He was always fasting. Only by the Koishi he would have a little bit. So she said, that was my son that never benches. And the Rebbe of Shmelke never slept. She says, my never says Kriyishma. That I have another son that never says Kriyishma, she used to say. They should find her, my son never benches. The other one never says Kriyishma. My two boys, they're not what you think. There was one time the Shmelke didn't sleep. They didn't see him sleep. They would sometimes, like the Satmar of Susi Elenu, you know, like during the course of a day, a few times, like this, just like this, a little bit. But they never saw him going to lie down in the bed. They would not sleep. So one time, he was together there,
And it was a long journey that the Nor Melech had to come to the Rebbe of Chalke. And the Nor Melech was very, very, very tired from his journey. And the Rebbe of Shmelke said, Nu Meilech, you need to rest a little bit. It was a hard journey and important for you to go to sleep. So the Rebbe of Meilech said, I'm only going to go to sleep if the Rebbe of Shmelke goes to sleep. So the Rebbe of Shmelke didn't know what to do. The Chalav didn't know the Indian of like the whole Indian, like to go to sleep. But he heard it come out from the Nor Melech such a lush. And he went to sleep. He slept days straight. Afraid to wake him up. Don't say anything to him. And people are saying, what about davening? What about? He's being piled. Well, don't do anything to him. Leave him like that. And he slept for 2 days. And finally, the Rebbe said, that's already too much. She was scared. He was under him. And Rebbe Melech didn't want, but they woke him up. And he said that he had in his life never such iris, such kaiches. Amish on fire, they never saw him like that ever. He never was rested. He never had any sleep and never had any rest. So then that night, at the end of the day, so they said, no, it's a good thing. So he says, I don't have time for that. I don't have time. I'm telling you this, I just thought of this, my studies, I'm telling this to you now, is that Mestama, that if the Rebbe of Shmelke didn't sleep when he was in the world, Mestama is not sleeping now either, right? So he was a person that didn't sleep. So Mestama, if we're coming here and we slept all the way, all right, we didn't have to come with a wagon. You think a little bit about that, one of the Chevra about, can you imagine how they used to come to these places? When they used to go, like for Elul, to go to the Tzaddik, I'm not forget about business class, a coach, economy plus. That's how they went with Mesiras Nefesh to these places. Mamash with Mesiras Nefesh to come to these places that we, it's hard, we don't have to get up the stairs and the bus and down the stairs. That they came, Jews came with Mesiras Nefesh. So if the tzaddikim, if you see that we came to be here and to just come to you, because we don't know anything, we just believe in tzaddikim, and we believe that you could help us, and we want to be like you. So then this tzaddik who never went to sleep, who never said a Kriyas Shema L'Amita, that he certainly is awake for us now, and he's going to bring all of our tefillahs up to the Kisei HaKavod. Let's just learn a little Torah for 2 minutes from the Rebbe Shmelke, that he should have anah, even though we're going to learn not to learn it accurately in the way that he said it, but at least to say the words on page 11. Remember, the pages are when you hold it like this straight. We're not going to do both, even though they're both gevaldik. We'll do the first one, because it's one that I've said over the years by Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. We have, Baruch Hashem, a lot of drushes. They're printed in the Sefer Devei Shmuel. We have drushes from the Rebbe Shmelke that he didn't write himself, but we have drushes, especially from Shabbos Shuv, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Remember that this was an Ashkenaz community. This wasn't a Hasidic community. Nicholsburg, this was an Ashkenaz community. His grandfather, Reb Tzvi Hirsch Horowitz, even though at the end of his life, he already took on a lot of the Hasidic Menhagim, he never changed the Nusach, he didn't change the Nusach, he davened the Nusach Ashkenaz. Akedei Kach, the ones to Kedushas Levi, was davening over here, in someplace over here by the shul where the Rebbe Shnoka's father davened, and the Kedushas Levi got up there and he started davening Haidu, and then he started davening Nusach Svad, and he right away fell asleep. He fell asleep by the Amud, and he was leaning against the Amud. And then he woke up and he said that the Rebbe Shnoka's father said to me that I was mekaven all the kavanas for Nusach Ashkenaz in this place, and what kind of chutzpah you're coming here to daven Nusach Svad? Over here, I was mekaven the kavanas for Nusach Ashkenaz. Don't come over here with your Nusach Svad. So he was a little bit misnagged. Even afterwards, he was a little bit misnagged. But this was an Ashkenaz. This was an Ashkenazish kehila, and the Rebbe Shmelke was a rav. It was considered to be the this was as Yaakov said in the bus. This area was an area that covered many big kehilas around this whole area, from the most chashuva kehilas at that time in Moravia, where there were all of those kehilas. So we have this little Torah, which I once said to you around 18 years ago, Rosh Hashanah. Let's just learn it inside on page 11. Pam aches Rosh Hashanah bo merana Rebbe Reb Shmelke in Nicholsburg lebeis haKnesses. It was once Rosh Hashanah, and the Rebbe Reb Shmelke came back to Kiyas Shofar, and he was crying, crying, before Kiyas Shofar, and he said like this,
Rabbanu shel olam, oy, kol aman anochim. It says in Eicha, all crashing and crying. Shem boichim mischanim b'tzayakim lefonav. What are we screaming and crying and begging from Hashem? Ava mal lona b'tachanunim kazu. Shem avakshim lechem b'gashmius. But the Rebbe of Shulke said, but Rabbanu shalom, everybody's coming and crying, but they're crying for what? They're crying because this one needs more money. This for lechem b'gashmius. They're crying because of their situation in gashmius. V'lo yal golus hashchina. But nobody remembers the golus of the shchina. Nobody's crying for you. Nobody's crying for the shchina. Kedisa b'dikunim that svochin kekal b'hav mezoina. Like you know that says in the tikunim that have like a dog that you're asking for food and you're asking for panas. You're asking all you're asking for is yourself. You're not asking for the shchina. Zehayev yom rishon, because the 2 days was Rosh Hashanah, so he says Zehayev yom rishon. That's what he said yom rishon. Ubiyom sheni shor Hashanah, ba'gam ken kodim tkiyas shofar. And the second day of Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbe Reb Shmuelkis got up before tkiyas shofar v'tzor gam ken b'bchi gedola, and he screamed out and he said the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Mo'adu loy bo ben yishai gam tmol gam hayom el halechem. Remember that by Sholem Melech, when he made the Suda there by Macha Chodesh, right? We learned the Suda. So when he made the Suda, so Shol was there with Yonason, and David didn't come to the Suda. He was already afraid for his life. David Melech didn't come to the Suda. So you remember that Shol asked Yonason, Madulo bo ben Yishai, it was a little bit to say in Bezionis, ben Yishai, Madulo bo ben Yishai gam tmol gam hayom el halechem. Why didn't Ben Yishai, why didn't David come to the Suda? Why didn't he come yesterday or today, El Alechem, to the bread, meaning to the meal? So the Rebbe of Shmuelke said, like this, Ram Alzeh, Madu lo ba Ben Yishai. Why hasn't David Ben Yishai, why hasn't Mashiach come yet? The Hainu Melech HaMashiach Shumigeza Yishai, Gam Tmol, B'yom Aleph. How come not yesterday, the first day of Rosh Hashanah? And Gam, the reason is because yesterday, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, and Gam Hayom, and today, the second day of Rosh Hashanah, Gam Tmol, Dainu Gam B'yom Aleph, the Rosh Hashanah, and Gam Hayom Beis, the Rosh Hashanah, Hey, mispalim el halechem. All the Jews are davening for is el halechem, is for bread, for their inyonim in this world. Rak begashmi is v'lo agolus hashchina. So even though each one of us has inyonim and gashmi is to daven for, and our inyonim and gashmi are also inyonim and ruchnias, but we should remember not to leave this place. The Rebbe Shmuelke said without a little bit to say to daven that we should be zechet to see not only our own personal gula but to see the gula of the shchina kadosh. It should be maybe a minute, amen.